It's Wednesday, April 6th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Brussels, Belgium terror attacks may be the proverbial straw that breaks the backs of Muslims around the world. The Middle East Media Research Institute has begun to openly speak out against the countless atrocities done in the name of Islam, concluding that Muslims will ultimately be the only ones who can stop these attacks from within. In a macabre media one-upsmanship, the Taliban, overshadowed in the news by ISIS, is now back in black with a vengeance, killing 73 and wounding more than 300 during an outdoor Easter celebration in Pakistan. The resurging jihadist group told NBC News in a recent interview that more devastating attacks are in the works. The Chinese now say they have basically perfected cloning. In a new factory being built in their northern port of Tianjin, by 2020, they hope to be able to produce 1 million identical cows every 12 months. According to the Express UK report, the facility will also pump out perfect police pups and racehorses, capable of cloning basically anything, including human beings. After the world-famed Bible translators, Wycliffe Associates, suffered a tremendous loss last week with the tragic death of 4 of its Middle East workers, they are now reaffirming their commitment to continue their work in what they call the most dangerous place on earth for Christians. The group has announced it will hold special training for those courageous enough to take up the mantle of these martyrs. Wycliffe President and CEO Bruce Smith said, "There is no place on earth where God's word is more urgently needed. This is a place of terror, oppression, violence, death, and heartache. To be a Christian is to be a target, yet the few Christians living there are pleading for Bibles." Scripture notes in Matthew